This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am so honored that you're sharing your time with us. As we know, time is our most valuable asset next to our health. And I'm so excited to talk health, as you guys know. And I have Denise with me today. Denise, welcome.
Hi there, Jen.
So good to have you on the show. You guys, I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about Denise and then get into our conversation. Denise is the owner of Muscle Tuners International Incorporated. With over 20 years of clinical experience, she makes it easy to learn how to instantly strengthen muscles, improve physical function, and reduce physical and emotional pain with her convenient, practical, and effective online programs. And I have to say, I have experienced, Denise, some of your magic firsthand at events that you've hosted. And I'm like, seriously, you can do that in like that period of time? So I am thrilled to have you on the show. Welcome.
I'm so happy to be here because I really love talking to people who are curious about how they can take care of their own health, or who they can find as a resource to help them with their health.
I love that you say that. You know, wellness doesn't have to be a solo journey, right? It's way more fun when you do it with people.
Absolutely.
So Denise, I love to ask this question. What does wellness actually mean to you?
That is such a big, big word. And to me, wellness is more than just being able to get out of bed in the morning and function. Wellness really means that you're getting out of bed, you're doing all the activities you love to do, that you do the activities you have to do, and that you're thriving while you're doing it. That to me is when you're thriving and radiating and not just getting through your day, that's wellness.
And when we think about wellness and you think about thriving and radiating, which I love that word, delicious. What is something you've personally learned on your wellness journey that you would love to turn back time and share with your younger self?
Well, my younger self, before the day I went, do you think it's a bad idea to take a pain reliever 3 or 4 times a day for like over a year?
Yeah.
I really would encourage people to consider what you're putting in your body, mm-hmm. what you're putting in. I know what I put in my body was harming me. It was given to me by regulated health professionals. And I believed it was going to work and it was necessary for the acute condition I was in. But over time, it just tore my body down. It just chipped away at my wellness. And you don't notice it when you go down 5% a week, 5% a month. You just don't notice it until all of a sudden you go, whoa, what's going on? So I would tell my younger self, your health is really precious and you're vital and you have all the energy in the world right now. So do things right now to help you maintain that.
And it's a powerful thing when we think of proactive lifestyle, right? It's a powerful thing when we literally, if we could turn back time, knowing what we know now, most of us would do in reference to our health and possibly other areas of our lives, but we would do it differently. So we could come to where we're standing right now, stronger, healthier, making different decisions. So reversing is not easy, right? Driving forward is way easier. Proactive, keep moving forward. So I thank you for sharing that. When you think about, I love the name of your company, right? Muscle Tuners. I know it's internationally incorporated, but muscle tuners. Tell me what that means. Tell the people listening, what does muscle tuners mean, and why did you pick that name? Why is it important?
Well, see, I've been teaching a system for 20 years, more like, a little bit.
You're like, do I want to say that out loud?
And I use it all the time in my clinic, and it's brilliant. But when I introduce myself saying I do this modality, people were getting it mixed up with all kinds of other energy work out there, and it's not at all the same. And so the idea is literally, this isn't my idea. It was a colleague who started the idea of saying, I'm doing muscle tuning. And I went, I want to do that. I want to be able to call myself a muscle tuner. And she allowed me to say, hey, take the idea, go get a trademark. Because now I love introducing myself and say, hey, I'm a muscle tuner. Because people go, oh, I got some muscles I could use that could use some tuning. And so it's a really easy way to approach everyday people on a physical level and say, yeah, we work with muscles. But as we progressed our journey and developed our flagship program, what we found out is our proprietary technique that was taking the stress out, emotional and electrical stress out of muscles, was doing much more than that. It was also taking out the stress from tendons and ligaments and fascia. It's taking out the stress out of the systems that communicate to that muscle, like the lymph and the blood and the nerves. And we went, oh, this is kind of cool. So we started out as muscle tuners. And as people start learning, when you work with the muscles, we teach them, hey, guess what? They're connected through a meridian system to the organs and glands of the body. So up goes your wellness just because you're getting your muscles tuned up. What also happens is people get much more connected to their inner self, and they're willing to work with the gentle emotional release techniques that we have. We have several. And because of that, it opens them up to their potential. And I'm not talking about spirituality, but working on mind, body, spirit levels. Like, why are you here on the earth? And how can we make it so you can thrive and do your job?
So if somebody was curious on what does an appointment look like when you come, do you do it by Zoom? Does it have to be in person? Like, what does muscle tuning, what does that look like?
Well, originally we taught, this is part of where muscle tuners came in, is we used to teach all that original modality in person.
Okay.
And we went, this is slow. It's, you know, the modern age is coming. So we recorded everything. And I went, I don't know if this can work. We're going to have a follow-up seminar to make sure everybody's getting it, like getting it. It turns out people, by watching and rewatching, or watching when their brain is awake and not when they're in a class after, you know, Sunday morning after going out to a birthday party, Saturday night.
When they're a little more clear.
Or they were able to rewatch certain videos to say, how did you do that technique? And watch along with the book. We send out a beautiful color manual. They learned better. And we also offered group coaching virtually through Zoom, where people could go and say, hey, Mrs. McGillicuddy came up and I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. Was this right? Or what should I do about Thomas, who's coming next week? And just, you know, so it was truly mentoring people as they're going through the process, instead of just teaching them for a weekend or three and saying bye-bye. So we do it online, and a session literally was meant to be delivered face-to-face, where we do muscle testing mm-hmm. to identify where you have stress in your body. So let's say we say, hey, stay right there and don't, you know, and just very light pressure. I'm actually not testing the muscles, testing the nervous system. And if people can't hold, and they go, like, even strong bodybuilders are going, what just happened? And then you activate a reflex, and we totally customize a session for the client, because there's different reasons for that muscle to have gone offline. And so we can find out what acupressure point, what reflex, what technique to apply that'll make that muscle go in literally 30 seconds to 3 minutes on the outside for most cases. And we do that from head to foot. Then with the gift of the pandemic coming along, we found out that we can actually offer this to clients and say, hey, you do this and notice how that muscle feels and notice how that feels. And we make sure, like, no, not like that. You please follow what I'm doing here and notice if one side feels different or not. And whether they need it or not, we just say, here, activate a couple of these reflexes, and we go from head to foot in little chunks. And we wake up the meridian pathways at minimum that make everything go round. And we start there, and people go, oh, something shifted, and this feels a lot easier and less cranky and less heavy than this side. Now what happened? So very fast, like you've experienced with just a general all flavor neck and shoulder release. So how many people have this tension? It's similar to that, but just with the extra piece that we do. So it's a long answer. I'm sorry. But yeah.
No, I think it's fascinating. There are so many people out there that like, what does that look like? The concept of muscle testing is, you know, I've had it done before. I've done it hands-on with you. And I think it's just fascinating that really our body will tell us the truth. Our body will tell us what it needs. We just need to figure out how to ask the questions. And muscle tuning and you know, muscle testing is such a vital piece in that. So I appreciate you sharing what that looks like for anybody that's listening that's curious about it, because it's a valuable tool, a valuable tool. So you do, obviously you're totally interested in what you do, but I'm curious, when you think of your own personal wellness, what are some of the modalities you do outside of your profession to support your wellness?
There are a couple things that I do a lot. So I was introduced to the idea of heart math and the quick coherence technique back in 2015. And I've dabbled with it. But this last 2 years, I spend time doing a heart coherence technique where, you know, breathing into your heart and a couple of nice things. I do that because it really sets the tone. I'm not a big fan of certain types of tapping, mm-hmm. but there are some tappings that I like to do, especially, and this is what annoyed me with some tapping things, is everybody that was teaching it had their recipe so that they could not infringe copyright protection, I think is part of the reason. Then I found out that some people were like, you have to do it like this, and then you have to do it here, and then you have to go over here, and then you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to do this. And they were very, very rigid until somebody loaned me a book, and it was just like, opened it up, and I went, oh, as long as you're tapping on a point for at least 30 or 40 seconds, you're detaching that fight flight system and engaging the rest digest. So since then, I've become way more of a fan of tapping, because it is a quick way to tell your nervous system, settle down. I love reflexology. And I do go talk to a clinical counselor every so often, because, you know, there's things you don't want to tell your partners, your kids, your best friend. You don't want to dump stuff on them. And just, it's just nice to talk to somebody that way. So I do that for mental wellness as well as physical wellness, because it just empties the cup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have room to deal with a little bit more stress for the upcoming month. So I go about every 4 weeks to 6 weeks for that, because the biggest benefit of that is seeing the path. It's going, yeah, I don't think I really got anything out of this session. But next month I go, oh, look at the changes that have happened. And then the month after that, and you look over a year of you know, talks. And yeah, so I like going to people who will listen and then offer a suggestion, mm-hmm. right? And say, oh, next time you have that level of stress, do this little technique or make this awareness or keep track of this. And it changes the behavior. So that's some of the things I do for my health.
And this really stems and sits into that proactive wellness. And I think that's what's really unique about holistic approaches, is it's not necessarily, ironically enough, you do see a lot of instant gratification, but it's the long game. You know, things shift and pivot immediately, but we're talking long game here. We're talking about full healthy lives for longer. So all of these things that you've shared are really, 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 really valuable. And when you think about redefining wellness or encouraging people, because what you do encourages people to tap into their wellness, why do you think redefining wellness is important? Many of us sit in a place where, I think you shared this at the beginning with your story, you were you were drawn to doing it differently because you found you were taking, you know, pain medication for a year with obviously you were still in pain. There wasn't, you know, a rectifying the problem, shall we say. So even though you were functioning and living, it would be, you would be what I would call living in that grayness of wellness where, you know, you're not well, but you're not sick. You're just kind of surviving. Why do you think redefining wellness is important for each and every one of us?
Well, I've had a couple of wake up moments a couple of times through my life.
Mm-hmm.
And redefining wellness really is important because I don't think most of us are happy just floating along waiting for the next day. Depressed people aren't happy to be floating along, but it's just easier to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Redefining wellness is really saying it's not just about being able to put a can of soup up on the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the physical domain, you know, physical fitness, functional fitness is like, if you can do your daily action, that's good, right? If you're a senior and you can get out of your easy boy and get to the kitchen and get yourself a piece of cake, that's good. It's not enough. It's just not enough because life is way juicier if you can go dancing. When I started my practice, somebody sent her mom, like what trust? She sends her mom and I'm going, you're 65 and you're doing yoga and you're doing dancing. And I'm sorry, I was ageist when I was younger, many, many moons ago. You're just like, wow, you're doing all that. And you're busier than ever now that you're not working and you're retired. That's why it's important to redefine wellness so that when you're not doing the job,
mm-hmm.
that you have the energy to do those things that you said, I'll do it when.
Yes. I'll do it when.
Oof. I did a bucket list thing. I went for a trip to the Grand Canyon a few years ago and it was just like, woohoo, finally, I've always wanted to get here and travel around to some of the other smaller canyons in the neighborhood and stuff. And I'm seeing people getting off the tour bus and they've got their walkers and they're walking to the edge of the canyon by the observation platform and they're going, okay, I've seen it. And then they're taking their walker and it's 15 minutes to get back to the bus. And I'm going, whoa, I don't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I don't know where I went off on a tangent there, but don't wait until it's too late. Because if you say, I'll do it when,
mm-hmm.
and then when comes, and then you've lost your mobility, you've lost your energy, you've lost your joy.
Stay in a place of thriving, I think is such a powerful to take from that, what you just shared. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we're getting close to the end of our conversation. I'm curious, Denise, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would love to make sure the audience that was listening heard today?
Oh, thanks for that opportunity because at Muscle Tuners, we really care to help mm-hmm. everybody let go of stress, pain and increase their mental, emotional, physical fitness in do-it-yourself methods. So if people go to our website, which is www.muscletuners.fit, that's F-I-T, the first three letters of fitness, there's a tab near the top of the page and it basically says like, go here for freebie stuff. Knock yourself out. We have about 12 different tips that you can download and we will not bother you with a whole bunch of spam. Autoresponders coming at you later. Just if you see anything that attracts you, download the tips. All the videos are about 2, 3, 4 minutes each. They all come with a written description. Do it. Do some of these things for yourself to help yourself and share those tips with other people too.
Mm. I love that, Denise. I can't thank you enough for your generosity and sharing that out and having you on the show today and sharing your passion and your love of proactive living and wellness. I'm always amazed at the impact when I get to experience it firsthand, how quickly it actually pivots. It's like, holy smokes, this stuff works. So if any of you guys are interested, make sure you check out Denise for sure. Did you have something you wanted to add?
You pick up at a Science World? And I love to show people that it's not about muscle strength. It's about connecting what needs to be connected.
So for those of you, obviously you can't see because you're listening on a podcast, Denise has basically a light that has two connection points, and she's putting her finger on each side, which her connections are making the light up. So that's a really great metaphor, or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a great example. That's the word yeah. I'm looking for.
Like, let's light you up. Let's get the electricity flowing in your body so that everything gets nourished.
I love it. So for those of you, thank you so much for listening and being connected. If you're curious about how you can actually improve your wellness through your muscle and your muscle reaction, Denise is your person. She can totally set you up to win. Don't forget, we're going to put her contact information in the show notes so you can easily find her there. She is a beautiful and value member at Your Holistic Earth. So if you want to check her out there, you can find her in the directory. And of course, thank you all so much for listening and being a part of this episode. These episodes are strictly here for you to support you along your wellness journey. So if you're curious, don't hesitate to dig in and learn more. Denise would be a great resource to help you through that process. Denise, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, Jenny. Keep showing the light in the world of people, to attract people who are seeking health. And what Your Holistic Earth does is connecting the seekers with the providers. So keep it up.
Thank you so much. So thank you, listeners, again for being here. This podcast wouldn't exist without you. We show so much love and gratitude, and we really hope this helps ignite the wellness warrior in you. Thank you for watching and listening to another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.